Begin the current daf, set the human daf ches, begin on the base, begin to taste the master, begin with the Gemara, do you chanin, the scan the kind of, you think it's like him, ha'ikonami ha. Obviously, the Bais and Alakim would say there's only two differences according to him. There's also going to be a third difference, like we're like machalik between if the Hazah is only day three and day seven or every single day. Tais says, Tamali, it's a wonder to me, akati, ikonami. Here's what I mean, there's another difference, shazer parish lalishka, according to everyone, there's another difference, shazer parish lalishka is parhedrin, the kind of other goes to the chamber of Parhedrin, but there Parish Lishka Shalpanei Abira, and that by the Paraduma, it goes to the chamber that's in front of the base, in front of the Harabais, in front of the base of Megdash. Says Tosi Shlomo, the Lake of Chashiv, no. We're only counting Ela Milsa de Chashivusa. Something distinguished Yeshmaila Bezeh Mebezeh, where it's some type of elevated status, one over the other. Amash is that Parish Lishka Zuv, is that Parish Lishka Zuv, the fact that this one goes to this chamber, this one goes to another chamber, Lab Nosa de Chashivusa, who behind fame or behind them, it doesn't make it more chash of one than the other, and we weren't just mentioning every single difference and difference that wasn't counted. Or Yinam in Yilafash. So he said another approach. What you could say is that Trim Milika Chashiv, there were two things that the Tana was saying. First of all, Shazeb Prishas Likadusha, we said, oh, because the Kargadla, his quarantining was for sanctity. So it's the Haino Ladishka's Pahedin. That is the question that we're asking about the chamber that he went to. That's why he went to Lishka's Pahedin. So I said, but no, but Kaidish, because it was built in the holy area. Which Tase explains, but Philip didn't even they're gonna say Joseph Psucha Lachoil, that it was actually opened up to the unconsecrated part of the Harabais. Mimkain have a techol, therefore actually its interior was chayil. And you have to say that Kedilav Hachi, if that wasn't the case, in Yeshiv Bazar, you're not a sit in Bazar, because you can chain Yeshin, but I'm sure you're not asleep over there. Mimkain loy have a Pishus Likadusha. What do you mean? Obviously, his quarantine was not in the holy area, because here he's sleeping here the whole week. So much you could say is not a Philah, even so. Kimnoi is a Benui Bakadish, but Samak Lazar, since it was built in the holy area, meaning near the Azara, it's a Karle Shabbat Pishus Likadusha that is still considered and called being quarantined for sanctity purposes. And Bezep Pishus Latar, this is what we say. Now the Kohen is bringing the Paraduma, his quarantine was for purity purposes. That was Lalishka, Shapanei Abira. That was exactly the question I was asking. That was already included in the first item. That's why he goes to Alpanei Abira. How he met this Parabais, which is there on the Temple Mount. Shehimbe Kedusha Yisrael Mishlam. There's no more sanctity over there than the rest of Yerushalayim. El Tarius is just holier. Not more sanctity, but more purity. Shezav Balkeri, because Azav or Balkeri, Bechomish, or Tumi Yitzim, Gufoy, or if he has any tumor coming out of his body, and a Chlasin Loi. So it doesn't have greater Kedusha, it's greater Tahara. So therefore, that's why we didn't count it as a third one. So that says Vyesh Mepharshim, but those who explain, the Lishka's Parhedrin, he said, Besucha Lakedish. Actually, it opened up into the holy area of the Azara, and that's why we're saying it's actually considered Prishasai L'Kaidish. Now, what do I mean? But then Tais already forewarned before, he said, V'avgav Dimken, if that's the case, Kaidish Havya. That means that if it opens up to a whole area, that means its interior has a halacha as holy. And then Me'en Yishenaba, then you can't sleep over there. How do they stay there a whole week? Yishlem, what you can say is like this. Since it was built in a mundane, unconsecrated area, it just opens up into the holy area. Now, so you're right, although for the purpose of eating kajra kajra, we consider the interior as holy, however, but still you're allowed to sit over there and sleep over there, because it doesn't have the full sanctity like the sanctity of the Azar. Because the Amma Perak is Mekhaman, because the Gemara says over there in the Ezim Mekhaman, the Ein Chayom Nalei in Karis, Tamei, Manach Nasasham. Although we're considering it's Kaidish, a person who's Tamei is not going to be Chayim Karis for going over there. So it says, so therefore the same thing would apply, that you're allowed to sit and sleep over there. And therefore it's bona fide, Prishas L'Kaidish. Now, says Taisis, so that was number one, so which we said was already included, Prishas L'Kaidish was including that of, that he goes to Lishkos Pahedrin. And there was also a second thing. She said, "Echav Akam Nagibay." This one, his fellow Kanim, could touch him by Yom Kippurim. But Zayin Echav Akam Nagibay. This by the para, these fellow brothers not allowed to touch him. But regarding this last interpretation, it says, "Vlein Nihir." It does not seem to be correct to say that Lishkas Pahedrin opened up into Bakaydish, because Kedmashal Kamon B'Shili Perik Beis. Sounds like this from the end of the second perik of Chofeim and Aleph. Kabizokin Yeshiv Maravah, when it says the elder is sitting at the end of that he's sitting in the west of the Lishkas HaGazas, that's where the elders sat. But the Gemara asks, how could you say that? They Lishkas HaBnois Mechel U'Besuchas LaKoyd, and I'll sit in the chamber, in the room, that although it's built in the Chayil, it opened up to the Kaidish, so it sounds like that it has the sanctity even of regarding sitting and sleeping over there, so therefore you can't say that the Lishkas Pahedrim was Besuchas LaKoyd, because then he would not be able to sit and for sure not sleep over there. Since next Tosfos Master begins with the Gemara, it's not Hasim Noinda, but they're in the Mishnah. And Achtoimin, regarding the bakers, they didn't obligate them to separate from the Tamai, El Trumas Meiser, Bechal. Only the Trumas Meiser and Bechal. Says Tosfos, Perak Beis, the Mesef, the Tamai, Perak Beisham, and Yerushalmi asks, a stira contradiction. Taman Tanin over there in the fifth parak we learned Halakeich Menachtim. If someone purchases from a baker Ketam Asar, how does he take Meisers from what he bought? So night look at a Trumas Meiser Bechal Bechulah. So the one who's buying, the consumer, he has to separate Trumas Meiser and Bechal, etc. Problem is, Hachat, I'm here, you say, like we're quoting here in our Gemara, Halakeich Ma'afrish, that meaning, over there, in the fifth parak, the first source that is being, it sounds like that Yerushalmi asked that. Like a tomb has to separate, for koyat amr, which is that which we bring over here in our Gemara, then after mafresh, that the baker has to separate, and thus not the lekech. So who has to separate the trumas meiser and the challah from the dmai? The baker, the seller, or the buyer? So the Yerushalmi brings the Rebbeinu amr ispalgun. Rebbeinu says that it's a machlekes. Rebbeinu amr belazer. Chad amr, one says that how do you resolve the contradiction? Oh, chad amr kan bo'isa metara, that one of them says that one of the Khan, Batara, one is talking about where the baker does it in Batara, and Khan, Ba'isa Batuma, and the other one is talking about that when he does in the state of Tuma, which Tais is near the Farash, would seem to explain what did Yerushalmi saying. Like this. Masnit Dahacha, the Mishnah over here, that meaning our Mishnah, that says that it's the baker that separates the Trumas Maisa and the Chala, and thus the Lekech is exempt. It's talking about Benachtim Am Ha'aretz, Ha'is Batara. We're talking about where the baker is Am Ha'aretz. And yet he still does his products in the state of Tahara. How so? Shaseicha Gabel Chaver, where he hires a Talmud Chacham to knead the dough. La says lechalas b'tahara that he should make the challah in a state of purity. So Hilkav came into Tav Kuli High. That's what we mean Kambayis b'tahara. So therefore, since he's going through the effort to make sure that he follows halacha that's going to be tahara, so it's going to learn nami about the thickness. So we definitely can rely on him that most definitely he went ahead and he fixed it. And that he took off the Trumas Maisa and the Chala. So Bein Tzach HaLekech, Mil HaFish. Therefore, in that case, the consumer does not have to separate it. He must need the Chayv HaLekech, HaFish, the other Brisa that said that the Lekech, he has to be the one to separate the Trumas Maisa and the Chala. Mayr B'Nachtim HaMaretz, Olay HaFish, a baker that's HaMaretz, that he himself does not separate it, but the consumer has to separate it. That's one of them, either B'Yechim or B'Lazer. Chadam, the other one says that a different answer. Can, where do we say that the consumer does not have to separate Trumas Maisa and Chalom? That's where the baker sells at Bemida Daka. That's where you sell, he sells a small amount at a time. Can Bemida Gassam. But when did we say that the consumer would have to separate Trumas Maisa is when it sells a large amount? And the Yerushalmi says, and we don't know who says which interpretation, but those are the two different interpretations that they give to resolve the contradiction. Now, on the Farash Hasam, the Yerushalmi explains it with the Amasnit Nachriti in relation to another Brisam. Time of the Chaluka de Ben Gassel Daka, what's the reason of this answer, whichever amount it is, that differentiates between them selling a large amount or a small amount? Because the small children would buy as a little bit amount at a time. The Chachamim concerns that they shouldn't eat tabel before they bring it to their father. So therefore, that's where they obligated the baker to separate it before they sell it to the kids. Because the father will separate it, but the kids won't. So therefore, the Nachtam has the obligation over there. Now, B'Shem Rebbi Yechanan, he gives a different interpretation. He says, Mida Daka, the reason why we obligate the Nachtam by a small amount is because Hayil V'Hamlechem is Daka. Because that's where he makes his profit margin when he sells a little bit at a time. That's where who mafresh, that's where he has to separate. I mean, the gansa, when he sells large quantities, lekech mistake, then the one who gains the most is the consumer. So lekech mafresh, therefore we put the onus of separating on the consumer. Now, parachas and the Gemara asked what they were kashal Rabbi Yechna. Rabbi Divikod Rabbi Yechna. In Bo'isa B'Tahara, if you're saying that when he does it in the state of Tahara, so then Yafresh Allah Koil, so then why are you saying that? Then we should say that he should separate on everything the baker. Pirish, afilu meiser sheni. Even why are you saying only trumas meiser challah? Then even the meiser sheni, even the school of Yerushalayim, and he should take it up to Yerushalayim. And we don't have to be concerned that the meiser that's tamei that's forbidden to be eaten because you tell me he's doing it in a state of tahara. So therefore, why are you saying he's only mafresh trumas meiser challah? Ishmael Mafresh, all the Trumas and all the Maestras. Mishani and the Yerushalmi answers, but dinner is a Schlafer's Klum. The truth is that actually he shouldn't separate anything. And the reason for that is Shei Meisim V'Adai, because we don't even give definitive Tevel, La'am Ha'aretz, Klima, the Fil of Adai, even definitive Tevel, where you would say, okay, maybe the Amaretz Yasser, and maybe the Amaretz will take a Meisim. Because, okay, he knows for sure that's Tevel, a Fil Ha'achi, and even so, we don't rely on Am Ha'aretz, the Chashin Dem Alem Misak, we're concerned that maybe he's not going to fix it. For sure, we don't give him over the demise of Am Ha'aretz, because it's not so stringent to you. He thinks that, okay, we don't know, why would we think that it wasn't taken off, and for sure they were concerned that he's not going to take off Meisim. So therefore, they obligated the baker, and the challah and the trumas and maizes. I'm the comment. This is what it says that a maizen afil avadai. Now we don't give over even if it's definite la'am aretz dafka. That's specifically la'am aretz. Abulachaber shari. But for etamuchachem, then it's permitted even demai because we trust him. Umastit menachtim chaver shemechel chabaskin. And the Mishnah is talking about where the baker is etamuchachem who's selling to etamuchachem, where we're not concerned that he's not going to take off a maizer from the demai. Therefore, so we take off the onus from separating the Meister Sheni from the baker. Because it's a very big tircha exertion for him to bring up to Yerushalayim. So we exempt the baker from separating Meister Sheni. Because it's a great effort. And as our Gemara says of him, since they were hit to make themselves for cheap, so therefore, we don't obligate the baker. Miu chabal kechna, but the Talmud Chacham buys from them. Mafresh Meister Sheni, Maleva Oichel Bishlaim. He has Eben Meister Sheni, bring it up and eat in Yerushalayim. Now, says Tesis, Pain Lefarish don't explain that why was it that we're saying we don't want him to be separating is because she'ein moisin vadi lamaretz. That's only when definitive tevel, which is very stringent, then we don't give it over to the lamaretz. Abul demai moisin. Maybe you'd say not like we said that it's only by vada, but demai actually we would give over to the lamaretz where that's only suffic tevel. So then you could actually explain the mission that even if the lekech is lamaretz, not just the chaver. That's what says the halas. You can't say that. That's why we have to say specifically if the lekech is a chaver, because the be'ervin perikol ma'arvin muchach and the gemara ervin daf lamazayim beis is obvious. They moisim demai lamaretz. You don't give even demai. I mean, not even for sure as we're explaining it. Demai to lamaretz. Kabe amaretz am lechaver. When you have amaretz, it says to his friend, kach le'agudish to tamuchacham, kach le'agudish shel yarek. Buy for me a bundle of vegetables. That the halacha obligates that the chaver has to go and take meiser before he gives it to the amaretz. Because again, you can't give the meiser to the amaretz. Maybe he's not going to take a meiser. So the pekam meiches esmin, the gemara babasta peches menav, the gemara kech yerek menashuk b'chulu, pekam nechul nevav menav, and nechul nechamaisim, he gives to his mother-in-law, maser shu neisul leivesh, shu neisul, and he has to take a meiser when he gives them, when he takes them again, because we see in all these sources that we're concerned that the amaretz is not going to go ahead and take off the mai. So therefore, When you have an acquisition with the Am Aretz, it's your responsibility. So again, therefore, like we said, it must be Toma with Lekech is a Chaver, not Am Aretz. Now, Makshanami al Rebbe Lazar. The place says that Yishami also asked on Rebbe Lazar that in the Midadaka, meaning regarding the other interpretation, not regarding differentiating the Daz B'Tahara and Toma, but rather if it's Midadaka or Midagasa. So if you tell me that it's a small amount, that's why we obligate the Nachtim. So yeah, here also the same question. Yafa Shalakal. So why are you saying it only does the saying that the Nachtim has obligations? Why don't only Trumas Meister and Chala? You should also make all them, even Meister Sheni. Well, the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't answer anything. So says, "Lefishik v'atirus Rabbi Yechon," because the Yishami already answered Rabbi Yechon, and we're talking about where the Ketumah is a Chaver, and so we know that he could do it. Like we said, he could take it up to Yerushalayim. And what's with the Nachtim, who was also a Chaver? That we said that no, we're not going to obligate him, because it's a great tircha, and also because they have to sell very cheap, and so, but we didn't put the onus on him. And therefore, Buhadin, Rebbe Laza, so therefore the Gemara knew, and Yerushalmi, that you could give the same answer for Rebbe Laza. And the Gittin Tab of Tesman Av, Yerushalmi Demai Perkei Parch. Now, the Yerushalmi Demai, the fifth perk asks, and this is what we said, that if someone buys from a baker a loaf of bread that's a Demai, he should separate Chala, and he should say that, okay, the Trumas Meiser, and Meister Sheni is on that side, because we said that certain times he has an obligation, and we said the Meister Shen, he always has an obligation. So Yishami asks, "B'chala chayevis b'dmai b'tmiya? What is chala an obligation by Dmai. But what's Namad in the Mishnah in the first parak, that Chalas Ama'aretz Amaduma, the Chalav Ama'aretz, and that which is a mixture, is Patimel Dmai, is exempt from Dmai, and doesn't have an obligation. So Tzai says, Matzlash Nui, the Gemara could have answered that Hasim over there, that you're exempt, is Tumah B'Chalash Afrish Ama'aretz. It's Tumah Chalah that was separated from Ama'aretz Shatigan Legal Chava B'Tahara, which he had prepared for himself, someone who needs Tamach Chacham to do in the state of purity, like the Yerushalmi explains over there. They said that we rely that he separated all the maestros from the Chala, because he has the awe of the holy things on it. But in the he's not going to give the Kohen something that's not fixed. So that's where we said that Chala, when the Kohen gets the Chala from the Amaretz, he doesn't have to separate the Mai. But how the Hacha, this do we say where if a Kohen gets Chala from Amaretz, we consider that as Chala B'Dmai and he has to separate the Trumas and Maestros? It's my Befrish Chaver. Actually, we're talking about where a Tamach Chacham went and purchased from Amaretz, and he separated the Chala where it was never Kedusha by the Amaretz, and therefore he wasn't afraid of the Kedusha, therefore that's why he was not masakin it. So why didn't the Yerushalmi answer the question that way? Ella rather says, the reason is because Rabbi Yishe, who the mafik hasamachi, it's Rabbi Yishe actually who makes such a differentiation between if the baker separated or if the purchasing tamachacham separated. But I was talking to Yerushalmi the parakei. But the problem is that the Gemara within Yerushalmi who asked that question is Rabbi Yechanan, who he exempts from demai, and not only kachim. Where, because Delay Mafli, he doesn't differentiate between who separates it, if it's the baker or the chaver. Because the Polig, Rabbi Yeshiva Amar, because he disagrees and he says, no, he hada. In other words, it's the same thing whether if the chaver separated it or the chala or if the baker did. And that they're both exempt from separating chala's demai. And not because chala's kachim, because that would only be if the Amaretz himself separated. And he says, no, even if the chaver separated, he's going to be exempt. It's just a leniency by Dmai. And Roshan Bisham Bisrib Khanina, oh the Beshamahi. That you're right, it's Beshama. And Batodik Shim Yehuda Amishim Shimon, that Chala, and that's how they answered it, that Beshamai Mechaivan, Beshamai hold that yes, Chala is obligated in the laws of Dmai. Misol Pait Misol says is exempt. So instead of answering like we said, they couldn't because it's like a Yehudan, they gave rather the answer that it's Beshamah. Uparach and Yerushalmi asks, Kloma B'Rishamei L'davash B'Lizriya. The B'Rishamei say his halacha that's Michayev in Chalo, when a Kohen gets Chalo, he has to separate Dmai, only something that's for Zriya purposes. Ilu halakev l'zer, meaning something that's for Zriya. As Tosfos explains, Ilu halakev l'zer, if someone would take the seeds for planting, or the behemoth for an animal, kemach l'iris, or flour for hides, shemel and air, and oil for a lamp, which are not for eating purposes, shame in a potter, wouldn't he agree that you're going to be exempt? Meaning, that's a digma, ask, kolom and b'shem el-davet shul ezriya, that you'd be chay? Pirish, as Tosfos explains. Kolhani did not know asam l'petur b'dmai b'perek kama, all those things that we said over there in the first parak, that they have the same halacha, that they're going to be exempt, so that's what was bothering Yerushalmi. This that we want to say it's Yerushalmi that holds that Chalas has the obligation of Demai. That's only going to be strange about all these things that if you buy for Zerah, Behemoth, etc., that you be Chayiv, Lahafish Demai. Now, from the fact that the Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth parak that says when you buy from a baker, that Rak Ta'ala, that Tuloy Nokri Kalan Ul Chiyuva, doesn't say that all these things are obligated. Obviously, it's not like Bashamai. And therefore, how could you say that this that you're saying that the Mandam that's saying that you're going to be Chayiv in Demai Baychala, that's like Bashamai? Then why doesn't it say all these other things? Well, Mashani, the Gemara answers, you're right. It's not Bashamai. El Ben Megabal Yisasib Ben Meipers. We're talking about where the person needed his dough with fruit juices, which are not makshul kabutumo, pirish. How the part must be kama. This that the Mishnah exempts in the first parak, that's specifically b'teriach legabel b'mei peris. If he puts in the effort to knead it with fruit juices, the lehuchshur where that obviously does not make the dough susceptible to tumah. And why did he do it? Kedeshulay to kabutumo. It's not accept and be vulnerable to tumah. Ah, but kim the tarkul ha'ay, since he went through such an effort, mistamat tikkun inamat tikkun, so we can presume that he also went and fixed it, and that's why you don't have to separate chala demaya on the chala, because obviously the person went and did everything right. Uparach, and then the Gemara asked, "Malaikin the Rabbi Yisrael b'Chanina, the Rabbi Lozer is partusa. He that Rabbi Lozer is partusa, how carbon aloy? Like obviously the Rabbi not pirish. Rabbi Lozer is partusa with the part of demai. He's the one that says that chal is part from demai. Heich the government pirish where you needed fruit juices, and we trust him that okay, he's makbed v'tahara. Obviously makbed also on the maishes. Our Rabbi Pligila, but Rabbi disagree, and they hold that no, even if he needed with fruit juices, that there's no obligation in chal at all." So why should we say that it's going like an individual Tana? Rather, the reason why it's Patra is because they never made a gzera on Chal at all. So then, again, we're back to the question. How do we resolve the contradiction? Rashani, the Gemara answers, rather, we're going like Rabbi Yechanan, I mean like the way his answer was. The Khan, but it's a Tumma. Here's Tumma where he did in the state of Tumma, and therefore he's not trusted regarding Meister, and therefore we said that the Lekech has to take a Meister, Kambo Isa Batara, here with Tumma we did in the state of Tahara, which, like we said, that's Masnin the Perikam, and that's the mission in the first Perik. Shatarach Lehebe Gavos Reis Batara, where he went through the effort to bring the one who's eating in the state of Tahara, therefore we trust him regarding Meisters. Stumma Valley talking for sure, we could presume that he did it the right way. And therefore, that's how we resolve the two questions that why is it that you have to take a mice and you don't rely on the baker? And also, why take mice or even on challah, as these two discussions that Tosfos had brought up. Now, b'hadikamar, then the Gemara says, Eli Krebel Lazar. Well, wait a second. Pirish, e nami ikalishnu Krebel Lazar. If you want, you could even say it's like Krebel Lazar. Where kamba kamba is a batara, both are talking about we do it in the state of Tahara. Well, he doesn't make this differentiation like Reb Yechon does. Ella. So wait a second. So this that we say that he's trusted is Ilvim Sayre Chalat Slaisma, where you're a guest by him. Regarding the public, oh, so that what he's selling to the people, that he's not trusted until he has a presumption that he's trusted regarding Mises. Because and over here is Barabim and Kayam, we're talking about here in the fifth parak regarding a Rabim. That's why we have to separate demai from the chalema. But seen the parakam of the mission, the first parak that holds that no chalas not chayev and demai is talking about the mesorech. It's like we were guest by him. Ah, the kid rabban gabe, rabban alini over there. Ah, okay, the time parakam the chal, but they're going in the first parak and chala and then they sefta. Halakir and then achdim and the isha. So islam kubishagim. Someone buys from a baker or from a woman that they made it to sell in the street. So lafish chalas demai. Then you have to separate the demai from the chal. But if you buy from a homeowner and someone, if you guess by him, then you don't have to separate chalas demai. But obviously, if there's chalas from definite tevel, obviously it's off ticket. You have to fix it. You can tell like you learn Nushami. If someone makes dough from tevel, whether he first takes chalas before the truma, whether he first takes truma to the chalas, whatever is done is done. But again, the challah cannot be eaten until you first take off chuma. But chuma cannot be eaten until you first separate challahs. Obviously, you see that also challah is obligated in trumas and maises, and the whole discussion is only regarding that of demai.